Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. As I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lease. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, boy, who cares? Marching never changed anything.
Okay, time for another installment of It's My House. And today's podcast is titled E-Commerceville, which is one of our communities, offline communities. How to leverage $20 via e-commerce. 619-768-2945 is the number to call in for that. And we usually do music in the beginning, but we're going to hold off on music today at the beginning because we have Warren Houston in. Let's give you an update of where we are. For people that might have not been here for a while or brand new people. First thing, our Facebook page. Our Facebook page had a name change over this past weekend. It was Housemakers. We haven't had it up there that long anyway. Housemakers Social Network. Now the page has been retitled E-Commerceville, E-Commerce Social Network. All right. And what does all that mean? Well, you know what e-commerce is. If you don't, you'll know day in and day out around here. But essentially, e-commerce is business that is transacted online through eBay, Amazon, websites, Facebook, you name it. E-commerce is all over the place. So E-Commerceville, which is a name that Robin Maben coined, over the weekend is our offline physical locations. We have two of them right now already done. We took land that we already had and then named it, gave names to it. So at our Taft, Oklahoma location, that place, and it's all under the moniker of Podcast Stand, which is like our little nation, but the e-commerce community, the e-commerce offline community that we have in Taft, Oklahoma, all right, that goes by the name of Earth Wealth Energy Village. In Florida, that 4 acres is titled E-Commerceville, all right? And the third one, okay, because we have that in escrow. We have that piece of land that we have in escrow in Pembroke, Illinois. It's about an hour away from Chicago. We got to raise about $4,000 to get that complete. But that's called Bloggersville. Now, Bloggersville, we have to change the legal structure on that one because on the Taft, Oklahoma location and the Florida location, I went all in 100% on that primarily because what a lot of people seeing is believing. And and number two, I didn't want, squabbling and all that. So we got two secure locations that's in the network, which we now call, all in the e-commerce. like I say, the offline physical location where podcasters or podcasters' audiences, they can come. They got a spot where it'll be less expensive to stay, and you can probably do a lot more for less at these places. They're all in rural locations, okay? But like in Taft, 15, 20 minutes away, you're in Muskogee, 45 minutes away, and you got everything there you want. I mean, T-Mobile, shopping centers, you name it, it's there. If you want a little bit larger city, 45 minutes away, you got Tulsa, Oklahoma. All right. E-commerceville in Florida, you're about an hour or so away from the Gulf of Mexico, about 90 minutes in one direction. Florida's not that far away. Disney World's maybe about 2 hours away. Jacksonville is about 90 minutes away. And there's a lot to do right there as well, okay? And Bloggersville, that's the one where we had to bring Warren Houston, who's a lawyer, in on this because it needs a different legal structure because we need to bring other people in to help finance it. So let me open. As a matter of fact, before I go to Warren, let me. Okay, this stuff over the weekend, and we're going to be covering a lot of this stuff every day this week. All right, It's My House is like taking. Every year we try to go improve a little bit. So this year, not only do we want to develop our offline locations, but we want to include people that might not be able to travel to visit us at any of these locations. And we plan on opening more on-the-ground locations. But we want to put it out there where if you're looking for income opportunities for yourself, you want to start a business, you can do it online, all right? So we might be, because It's My House has listeners, as most bloggers do, all over the world. Well, now, and that's what we have podcasting, you can essentially participate in our e-commerce and live in Russia, live in Timbuktu, live in Beijing, and you can earn some money. Now, there are three platforms that we're going to be focusing on here on It's My House. Social media platforms, and I've got about 11 of them, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, we'll be doing YouTube videos, Instagram, Twitter, Anchor, Zeno, Periscope, Restreamio, which covers a lot of platforms, Twitch, Alignable, and LinkedIn. All right, we have a group. Matter of fact, we have a group that we just put together yesterday. I'm the first member on LinkedIn. And LinkedIn is you meet some serious people on that. So we'll be participating in 11 social media platforms at least. All right. Then we go to e-commerce platforms, and that's eBay, Amazon, Craigslist, Backpage, city papers around the country or globe, community papers, free newspapers that might be marketed at 7-Elevens or convenience stores, meetup groups, Facebook Messenger is an e-commerce platform, YouTube Super Chat is a good e-commerce platform, Instagram, individual websites. You know, if you're part of our e-commerce tribes that we're setting up, you can make money if you have your own individual website. And you might not even have a product. But if you put one of our products on there and somebody buys, you get a cut out of it. All right, then Patreon. So that's 13 commerce platforms. They're not the only ones. That's just what we came up with over this past weekend, mostly yesterday. And then we have, now what is unique to us at It's My House is we have e-commerce communities offline, a place where you can come sleep, hang out, that type thing. Now, we got to build them, and we got to plan for that too. But here's the thing of that. We got 18. Airbnb, parking, camping, retreats, weekend getaways, rental units, reunions, all these are rental-based type things that you can get paid through. And this is something that is easy to get into and that you can make money with even if you don't even live in the United States. All right. So, all this week we'll be covering that, and at least 2-3 times a week we're going to go into this because we're going to really push that. So to follow this or even make suggestions or give us some ideas, because basically all this comes from you guys anyway, go to our Facebook page, which is eCommerceville, all right, eCommerceville, all one word, the eCommerce Social Network. Now, let's prepare for Warren Houston here. Now, we have it in escrow. A piece of land in Pembroke, Illinois, which you can look up Pembroke, Illinois online. It's a rural location about an hour away from Chicago, Illinois. All right. We have probably more listeners out of that Chicago area, but we can't afford Chicago prices. Not the city proper, and definitely not Cook County. But an hour away in Kankakee County, we found something that we can afford. But we need some help with it. Now, I found it initially, put $1,000 of my own money into it, and it's in escrow right now. But it's a total selling price is like $5,000, but we need $4,000 more to close it. All right. Now, a couple people asked, how's the title going to be held? Very good question, because and there are a few ways to do that, but we want to find the safest way and the most mutually beneficial way for the people that are going to get involved. So we got we're going to listen to Warren Houston because he's got some good ideas on this. And then Wednesday, we're going to roll it out formally, and then anybody who wants that is interested, we will email you out the paperwork. If it's not Wednesday, definitely Thursday on this. So, and if you have any questions, 619-768-2945. But today, Warren Houston just going to give us some, because like I said, when this involves other people other than me, then, all right, how is it going to be held and title is going to be held and all that type of stuff. So we want to be fair to everybody, because this isn't cyberspace. This is an actual piece of land, okay? Good morning, Warren.
Good morning, L.A. How are you this morning?
Let's go with Warren. Warren, now you mentioned yesterday when I was sharing with you, the group that you're dealing with now, we don't need to know the name unless you're going to share it, but explain what that is and how is that being structured legally as far as a group?
Okay, I'm working with a group here in Houston, Texas, where we have about 300 people going in business together. And so to obtain that in a manner that is suitable to what we're trying to accomplish is that we are basically putting together a partnership. And we're sitting at DBA up, and contracts are being drawn up for all 300 people as a partnership to that DBA, which, of course, the DBA is under sole proprietorship. But this makes it legal until you are able to form the business entity that you want, whether it be a corporation or LLC, under the partnership, which is basically contracted to the DBA. You can collect funds in interest of shares or units. Shares being in a corporation, units being in an LLC, and depending on which proper structure you're going to use. So therefore, it makes it legal through the DBA and simple contracts tied to the DBA as to what's going to take place when all of the funds are taken up. And then you go off into the structure in which you are going to operate. And so that would be similar to what you're doing, especially if you have people from different states. In your case, for tax purposes, you can see the best state to incorporate in. Only one state can be the headquarters. So you want it to be your state simply because you're the head of it. That's fine. But you may want to look at other states depending on taxes. And at that point, however you want to set it up, you set up your DBA and then you write out contracts, legal binding contracts as to the intent of the business that you all are going to put together as far as stock or shares, pretty much preferred stock if you're going to do a corporation or the units if you're going to do LLCs. And that pretty much makes it legal and binding, and you can collect all the money you need for each project legally. And if you go into any other states, once the business is set up, then you just go into that state. If it's going to be under one name, as a foreign corporation, which would be satellite offices connecting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you mentioned a partnership, because you got different types. Yeah. You got like a general partner and limited partners, right?
Yes. General partnership, limited partnership, basically just in terms of liability. So if you want to do a limited partnership, you can do a limited partnership or limited liability partnership. I'd have to give you more insight into that, but that basically, it doesn't have to be a general partnership. You can go into that. That's in terms of liability. Everybody's not going to be treated equally or whatever when it comes to funds, because people may be putting in a different amount of funds or something to that nature. It's the liability. Yeah.
What now, 300 people. So now, do they have different levels of people in that?
Well, the way it's set up, the only different levels is that you're going to have 12, what we call 12 founders or 12 vice presidents, because we have 12 different areas of business that we're putting together under those 300 people. And so out of those 12, one of the businesses, a legal business, which I'm the vice president over the legal aspect of it, you have one person who's running auto mechanic and so on and so on and so on. You have the vice presidents operating that, and other people will come in under that.
Now, let's say you're the vice president of auto repair mechanics, like you said. So that you would have to, they would come in with a certain amount of money, and then people under them would come in with a different amount of money.
Right. Well, the vice presidents have to come in with a higher amount of money than the other people that would come
right.
in under those. Yes.
Now, are the vice? I like that. Now, are also the, because you said there are 12 vice presidents. So, which all represent something different. They have different lanes. So now, are the vice presidents in this particular example that you're giving, are they also charged with, okay, raising the majority of the money for their particular niche?
No. It's a team effort for each venture.
Hmm. Man, I like that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Man, yes, Houston, you're forward thinking down that way. So 300. What will we look like? What will it look like after the dust is settled? Because 300, man, half Oklahoma's got 300 people. So,
yeah.
I mean, what are some of the other divisions under that?
Well, I don't want to give it all away. I'm just giving you a touch of it because it's especially when
all right. Well, I like the innovation of it. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well. Okay. Well, in our case, we're looking at eight positions.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, we'll probably have a brainstorming session on that because essentially these eight, what I'm thinking right now, but I'm only one person. I can't see the whole picture. These eight people, four to eight people, I'll put it that way. Four to eight people, they'll have a stake. They could have a stake in the land. Now they can either lease a spot or it depends on how they want it structured. Because in other words, we can each person, 48 people, they can have their own business, the grounded part of an e-commerce business. For those who want to do that. Now, some people might be happy and just, you know what, I'm in Washington State, and I'll run it cyberway, which most people do. So let's say this will be limited to four to no more than eight people. But I'm looking at the ground part because on the ground, we can obviously do some things that you can't do online, like when it comes to housing and, people that travel instead of staying at some place where it's more expensive, you got a spot right out here. So it's a unique community. And now what you see online is there's all kind of communities out here. You got people that live in cars, vans, they have get-togethers. And this is not the homeless population. These are people that deliberately choose might live in cars, vans, might be the spot for the working homeless. Also, the e-commerce, a lot of people need to update their skill level. A lot of people are looking for jobs. Like a friend of mine, she's like 31, looking for a job. Been looking for the last 30 days. And a lot of opportunity is sitting right online.
The job thing, for the most part now, is, in my opinion, is in creation. And that's where we're going to have to really go to get a job. Because, I mean, even getting regular 9-to-5s has changed so much. Everything is so computer-generated. You know, you try looking for a job through computers, you never know. Your resume may never get to who it needs to get to because everything is so computer-generated. So everything, in my opinion, everything is in the creation.
You're absolutely right, Matt. That's another why we have this e-commerce bill, because and not only creation, just the part of the landscape, like with grocery, with apps. I do most of my grocery shopping right now with an app. You know, what I want, and they deliver it right here to the house. For the matter of fact, I've only physically gone out and gone grocery shopping this year maybe 2 or 3 times.
Wow.
But I just get on my phone, and the grocery store right around the corner, and punch in, you know, what I want for that particular week or whatever. And then you pick what time frame you want it delivered, and it's here. That's the landscape. Then even like the driverless cars, you know, Uber and Lyft and all that, they're doing well right now. But you know, it's going to come a time when you have you need a ride somewhere and the car shows up, but there's no driver. So that's on the horizon. So there's the job market landscape is definitely different. And like I said, it's in the creation of it. So like I said, with e-commerce, like what we're doing here on It's My House, let's say, like I said, one of the first things we're going to have out for people that anybody within the sound of our voices can participate in is rental property. Because we're going to set up, before we even build the tiny houses first, we're going to set up glamps or glamorous camping with basic nice tents. Because if you go on the Airbnb website and the other websites like Airbnb now, there are people that they got one category on Airbnb called experiences. There's some people that want to experience living in a treehouse. There's a bunch of people that wouldn't mind staying in a nice tent, okay, a nice tent, because they're going to spend less money there than they're going to spend at even a Motel 6, okay. So that you can live in Moscow, you can live in Mumbai, India. And if you want to earn money, e-commerce, we're going to have something set up where you can earn money doing that. All right. Without you, like I said, if you have it on your website or you on somebody else's website, and it comes to your website, you can make money that way. You don't have to own anything in that aspect. So that's why we're going to take, we'll basically be breaking all that down every week. And then, obviously, we'll be making videos and then have a special orientation for people that want to get involved in that. And one of the reasons why we're pushing e-commerce is, and this goes with the title of the program today, e-commerce, so how to leverage $20 is $20 is an amount of money. Even if you've had it in different currencies, something that basically everybody has had in their hand, $20. And that's, you know, you did a favor to somebody or whatever, you got the $20, you got it today. So what e-commerce does, particularly when the potential of it, is it has, the internet has multiplying power. Which is another reason why Amazon and eBay are doing well and other people are doing well. But let's take $20 bill. Now, if you got $20 today for cutting grass, cutting hair, helping somebody with groceries, babysitting, whatever, walking the dog or whatever, you got that $20 a day, and But what if you wanted to get more than $20? What could you do? How could you leverage yourself to do that? That's where e-commerce comes in at. So let's go at $20. If you were able to do that 10 more times today, okay, not 10 more times, 100 more times today, that's $2,000. If you can, let's say you did something as simple as, let's use cutting grass or cutting hair, and you received $20 today for it. If you did it 100 more times, you get $2,000. Now, you can try to do it yourself, but it might not be enough hours in a day to do that. But if you've got some type of widget, or you're a partner or an affiliate of somebody who's got some type of widget, put it online, then you can realistically multiply yourself that $20 100 more times. Now, let's step it up. $20, and let's say you did it 1,000 more times. That's $20,000. Now, if you go on YouTube and put in $20,000 per day or $20,000 per month, and look what, matter of fact, let's do it during the podcast right now, and you'll see a never-ending stream of videos that come back of people who've made $20,000 in a day, who've made, and more, or $20,000 in a month. That's good. All right? And one of the things that we're going to encourage people to do, we're going to bring up these podcasts, and that's another reason why we're going to have, we have our e-commerceville communities, because they'll all be wired, and you can sit there and make money right there at the lounge or within your own accommodation at our e-commerce lounge. But if you never come to one of these physical locations, that's all right too, because wherever you are on the planet, if you can get an internet connection, you'll be able to do that. So, like I say, go to Facebook. Matter of fact, I'm doing it myself right now on my laptop. Go to YouTube and, okay, I'm waiting for this, my page. Okay. Type in, where we go, 20,000 dollars per day. And here's what I'm getting. How to make money online, earn $250,000 to $20,000 per day. Shark Tank, $20,000 in sales per day. How I make $20,000 per day with Facebook. It's a never-ending stream of videos, people. How to do it. If you put in, well, matter of fact, let's keep on leveraging this $20. All right, let's take this $20 and Fred C. Trump, Donald Trump's father. As I've mentioned on this podcast before, he had two cookie cutters. One house that he built and sold for $3,999, another cookie cutter house that he built for $4,999. But he did it over 27,000 times. So if we take $20 and multiply it by 27,000, okay, that's $540,000, $500,000. If you made $20 and everybody in a day, and everybody within the sound of my voice, even if you're in a different country and you're in a different currency, you've made that in some kind of equivalent currency, wherever you are in the part, whatever neck of the woods you are globally speaking. If you can do it once, you can do it 100 times, you can do it 1,000 times. Be good. Now, we're going to take a little short break here. We'll be back in a few minutes to continue with it. I got a little meeting to go to. It's kind of an emergency. I got to cut this podcast short for the day. We're going to pick up tomorrow. See you later. Have a good day.